Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
I think having a best friend is usually a pretty bad idea, almost for all human beings. Now, before you argue with me and freak out, hear what I'm saying. I stole this from a guy from the 1500s named Fenelon, and his insight was very convincing. Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Ray Librand. I have 10 courses out there on how to get your kids ready for college. We homeschooled our kids from birth to college, our five kids. And I've taught at the college level and high school level. And I want to tell you that best friends, as Fenelon said, generate conflict and jealousy. So with our five kids, who I think are pretty healthy and reasonably well adjusted and doing pretty well in life, we had kind of a rule in our family, and the rule was this. You could have two best friends, or three, or as many as you want. You just couldn't have one. And if you think about it, like, structurally, it makes sense. You get a jealousy, you get this obsession with this person. And then that connection that we're best, it means everybody else has to be somewhere else in the game. That's just a recipe for conflict. It's like having a favorite child, recipe for conflict. You really don't want to do that. The most special relationship, in my way of thinking, is that marriage relationship. I get that one. But I wouldn't even reduce that to best friends. Why would you drop marriage to something that you could also have with anybody else on the planet instead of that unique person? So my thought is, why don't you encourage your children to have many friends, have lots of best friends, but get off that trap. I remember in a church I pastored one time, there was a couple of women who became best friends. And in the course of time, one of the friends realized that she was really neglecting her marriage, and she reconnected with her husband and made a new commitment to focus on the relationship with him. What came out of that was a lot of conflict in the church because the other lady felt jilted, felt abandoned. And suddenly her dynamic and her marriage and everything was out of kilter because of that obsession on that one friendship. Look, have friends, have lots of them. It's awesome. But a best friend, no. Several best friends, great. Thanks.